I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is. And he's back.
He's back, finally. Eddie Murphy with the movie Dolomite Is My Name.
Yep.
Available on Netflix. Not a great movie.
No.
But a fun movie. The black version of The Disaster Artist.
Yes. Right? I think that's perfect.
So you get behind the scenes tale of the making of a cultish blaxploitation movie.
Yeah, right. Rudy Ray Moore.
Who was a nightclub comic. He's flailing his career. He's working at a record store when we discover him. Always trying to come up with something. Creates this character, Dolomite, who comes out with these crazy rhymes. And one thing leads to another. He gets a movie deal and they make this legendarily bad.
Most of what he does is to please his black audiences.
Yeah, it's really interesting dynamic of the film that he is really just focusing down on this very specific audience that finds his stuff funny.
What I like that's different from, say, Ed Wood or Tommy Wiseau, Dolomite is really smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the other two, you question whether they have their wits about them.
Yeah.
I think he has his wits about him.
Yeah, he does. And that's the appealing part of Eddie Murphy in this role. Ed Wood is an idiot. And Eddie Murphy here is very smart. As Rudy Ray Moore, he's trying to maintain control over his persona.
Yes.
And as he slowly kind of loses control of the finances and controlling the movie. And there's a sweetness to him that's underlying all of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, his affection for the crew, the cast and crew, how the infectious spirit of making a film kind of transforms him.
Yes, good one. Yes, a good behind the scenes. Now, you were talking about what he had done lately, and I think it was maybe 7 or 8 years ago he did Tower Heist.
I loved that movie. I thought that was a fun movie.
Nobody else does.
I know nobody else did. It's because everybody else has bad taste.
A major accomplishment of his animated voice.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey, for instance, in right. Shrek. It allows him to do his toss-off lines, his mm-hmm. wise-ass lines.
Yeah.
It's almost as if this were a really perfect venue for him.
Yeah. So there's going to be a Coming America 2. There's going to be a Beverly Hills Cop 4. This stuff is all in the
works.
Right,
so that's right.
I wanted to prepare Franco for the second coming of Eddie Murphy. And I showed him the dinner table scene from the first Nutty Professor
characters.
Movie. We watched that scene 3 or 4 times. Talk about his voices, his voices. And he does a little subtle different sort of dialect with each one. They each have their own mannerisms. One of the great comic performers, how we lost him is a mystery, but it goes to show you how fickle the movie-making business is. Eddie Murphy was known at the outset of his career for his hard-edged R comedies.
An original cast member of Saturday Night Live.
48 Hours. Beverly Hills Cop.
Trading Places.
These were movies that were funny. They
good
were
ones.
Edgy.
Good
they
ones.
Were R-rated. And then he kind of started to lose his mojo, I think, a little bit when he started doing family films.
And as we always like to do on these shows, who are the comedians he admires most?
I think I know this.
I knew you wouldn't let me go.
So you tell me if I'm wrong. Number one, above all, is Richard Pryor.
Okay.
George Carlin.
Okay.
There's probably another one in there, but the one that really surprised me is he said Chaplin.
Very good. And the one that wouldn't surprise you, but might now, given the current context, Bill Cosby. In lesser ways, Red Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Although he paid for Fox's funeral. I find always interesting. He's the winner of the 2015 Mark Twain Prize.
Dave Chappelle just got it.
Did he? Yeah.
I remember Eddie Murphy, like, I can't even explain to you, like, as a teenager, we lapped up anything this guy said, you know, all the Saturday Night Live stuff, we memorized verbatim, so that on Monday morning, when you went to school, you were, what Eddie Murphy quotes were you coming armed with?
Yes.
Missteps and misfires, like the Golden Child.
Dr. John Doolittle?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Stuff like that.
I'm trying to pick out the ones you would have been talking about. Yeah. All right. So we're kind of B for Dolomite, right?
Yeah, I guess. I definitely think it's worth a look.
Yeah.
Because you do get a glimpse of a different period, a different time, a different way of making movies. And that, to me, is sort of really infectious. The excitement and the commitment that you have to a project, to a creative project.
It's Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Dolomite is my name.
And he is 58 years old.
He looks great.
He looks great. He acts great.
He looks excited to be doing it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Eddie Murphy.
He's back.
Lucky that he was on Cinema Classics. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the full shows online at wcbe.org.